السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
اللہ تعالیٰ کے ناموں میں سے ایک نام اس کا الہادی ہے.
Huzur says that from among the bounties of Allah Almighty and among the names of Allah Almighty is Al-Hadi. Lisanul Arab is a lexicon and the meaning given there is that being which teaches the ways of his understanding and recognition to his people so that they may be able to appreciate and apprehend understand it properly. How does Allah Almighty shows this way? What are the circumstances in which He shows the right path? This He shows to the people when the people are denying the existence of God, and there are various ways of its denial. Sometimes they make a human being as God, as the Christians have taken Hazrat Isa alayhi salam as God, and sometime people because understand considering them very powerful, they consider themselves to be God, and as it happened during the period of previous prophets, as the Pharaoh did, or in this age if somebody calls himself God or he considers himself to be the manifestation of God, or he says to prostrate to the graves, or in a worldly way the mighty powers they consider themselves having undestructible powers, and as such they are posing as God, and they are presenting themselves as God. In short, in the world today, nowadays, there is a situation in the world in which apparently unending series of such happenings, and then Allah Almighty shows the manifestation of His power and tells the whole world that I am the Lord of the universe, all the worlds. Explaining this point, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that Allah Almighty in his saying, Rabbul Alameen has pointed out to this point that he is the creator of everything, and whatever is in the heaven and the earth, that is from Allah Almighty. And whatever the guided people are there on the surface of the earth, and the people who are wrongdoers, and they are all included in Alameen. Misguidance and disbelief and denial of Allah Almighty, that takes power and becomes more widespread. And sometime in their that condition becomes more widespread, and the whole world is filled with injustice, and the people do not understand the significance of their being human beings, nor they consider have the full perception of God being the creator, and nor they understand themselves, nor they recognize the real station and position of God Almighty. And the whole time becomes like a black dark, a dark night. And at that time, from Rahman, gracious God, then a man comes from Allah Almighty so that he can combat with the satanic forces. And these divine forces and satanic forces, they confront one another. And and a time comes that the falsehood is captured. And that Imam who is appointed by Allah, he is always victorious and dominant upon his opponents, and he becomes successful. So this is Hadi, Allah Almighty Hadi, who in order to bring the people to the right path, he activates his attribute of Rububiyat. As the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam said, that the signs of dominance of Allah Almighty, they appear to the opponents in such a way that Allah Almighty helps those people who are guided to the right path. And those who are creating disorder, Allah Almighty stops their expanding power and influence. Rather, those powers are compelled to retreat. Look at the time of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. There was a time when the Christianity was expanding and very forcefully, and they were winning here and there in all places. So much so that India, that the Muslims in India, they were also enslaved by that. And they were turning to Christianity. And this dream of the ultimate victory of Christianity was being seen in the Europe. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, not only in India, stopped their advancement, but also made them to retreat. But also, in Africa, that was in the grip of the Christian missionaries in those days, they had to admit about that Ahmadiyyat has not only stopped the pace of our progress here, but they have actually uprooted us and defeated us. So this is how Allah Almighty guides the people to the right path and enables them to follow that. And in order for that purpose, he sends the Imam appointed by him. As Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that this is seen by those people, those who have been given two eyes to see. They only accept the Imam, Satyan Imam, who do not have the eyes of the world. Those who are only attracted to the worldly things, but he has some attention towards religion and has eye to see, perceive religion and understand it. Many great ulama, those who claim to have great knowledge of religion, in opposition to the Promised Messiah, they became blind people. And the knowledge which they had acquired, took them to the wrong path. And they also mislead the Muslim Ummah, the Muslim people. While the fact is that on the other side, these ulama, they also agree and admit, and the detail of the detailed statement of these people I have already mentioned in my previous sermons. These people admit that in Islam, in religion, the corruption has gone to its extreme height. They have corrupted thoroughly. And the name of religion is just for the sake of name. And they are emphasizing the need of Khilafat. But the very first link of Khilafat, regarding that they have stopped thinking now. And that is the advent of Messiah and Mahdi. And only after that the Khilafat will be established. But for this purpose, for this objective, they are still holding this view that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is still alive in heaven, and he is the one who is going to come. And then along with Mahdi, together they would be spreading the faith. And for that they have, by misunderstanding the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have understood a wrong way. Anyway, as long as they do not believe the institution of Nubuwwat, the Khilafat cannot be there. And as a result of that, the result will be the same, which is appearing in the newspaper time and again. It comes in the newspaper, ulama also mentioned in their speeches. Regarding this point, Allah Almighty has to send a Masih and Mahdi from this Ummah, Allah Almighty has taught us the prayer Himself. Even if they understand, if they do not understand, even then, and then what can be done about these people? Allah Almighty has taught us that you should pray and do it very sincerely, and I will accept your prayers. Mentioning this thing, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, the Nubuwwat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is not without its personal spreading of beneficence. The following this Nubuwwat, it can take a person very easily to God Almighty, and through following it, the love of Allah Almighty and his communion with Allah Almighty, that blessing can be achieved which the people received in the past. And as long this mukalma, mukhatba, the communication, the communion is there, and there is no vagueness and no ambiguity in it, and this communication from God Almighty, and this link of communication of Allah Almighty, when the standard goes very high, that and there is no shortcoming and no weakness and no ambiguity in that one, and it is inclusive of all the matters of the unseen very, very clearly. So then that is, in other words, is called the Nubuwwat, the prophethood. The communication of a human being with Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty speaking to him and teaching him about the matters of the unseen, when it comes to its climax, that is called Nubuwwat. And all the prophets, they agree to this point. So it was not possible that that nation about whom it was said that kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat linnas, and about whom this prayer was the prayer was taught to them, that you are the best nation among from all the nations, and they were given this prayer ihdinas sirat al mustaqim, Sirat al-lazina anamta alayhim. And then all the people in that ummah, all the people should be deprived from that high station, that none of them should be able to attain this blessing. Then it was not only bad from this point of view, that the ummah of the Muhammad would be declared as incomplete and unsuccessful, but this fault would also be there, that it would be putting a mark on the beneficence and the spiritual power of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this prayer, which was taught to be recited 5 times a day in daily prayers, that on one side Allah Almighty says that you are the best people who have been established for the benefit of the people, and on the other side He taught this prayer, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, you pray like this, that Allah Almighty keep them on the right path, and the path of those who receive the benefits of blessings of Allah Almighty. And what are those blessings? This nabuwwat, shahidiyat, saleh, piety, salihiyat, and all these. So on one side these prayers have been taught, and despite that, if among the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if there is not even one person who gets this position, Allah Almighty should speak to him, give him the news of the unseen, the information about the unseen. So in that case, it will mean that this prayer, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, which we 5 times we offer in the prayer so many times, and in every part of the globe, wherever the Muslims live, and they offer the prayer, they are always praying like that. But still, Allah Almighty does not accept that prayer. Hazrat Muslim Awd radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I said to many people, and that you say this prayer, and there is no harm in saying this prayer, that Allah Almighty should guide them to the right path. And as a result of that, Allah Almighty guided those people. So people should come out of their their egos and their thinking, and that capsule which they have put on them, they should come out of that. They should think openly, and they should take out all this enmity against the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and then they pray to Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty will guide these people. This is like putting a blame on Allah Almighty, that on one side He says that you pray to me and I will accept that, as Allah Almighty says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ Uduni astajab lakum, that Allah, your Lord says that you pray to me and I am going to listen to your prayers. In our worldly matters, every day we make it and we say that Allah Almighty accepted it, He gave us this thing and that thing. But for the improvement of one's spirituality, if the prayers made for that purpose, which have been taught by Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty should not listen to that. How is it possible? Allah says that you offer prayers to me for your spiritual guidance, and in this condition, that the religion needs a hadi, the guide, spiritual guide, and a person feels a need of praying to Allah Almighty, as was the case of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, as he prayed in his prayers. reminding in a way to Allah Almighty His promise, referring to that one, one should pray that Allah Almighty should provide us a hadi, a guide, and Allah Almighty should say that I accept other prayers, but this prayer is not going to be accepted. This is like putting blame on Allah Almighty, and which it does not behove Allah Almighty. In the state of weakness of the ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is worsening, and in that situation Allah Almighty, if He says that this is the ummah of my Prophet, which is has been established for the benefit of mankind, and their state of helplessness and weakness is also worsening, although the people are crying and raising voices, neither there is faith nor there is action. But Allah Almighty, you should say that I am not going to accept this prayer, that I should give you a guide who should be your guide to the right path. So it can't be possible that Allah Almighty should say that whatever you may do, you rub your noses in prayer, but I am not going to make any arrangement for your guidance. Whatever I have wanted to do, that I have done, that is finished. But this is definitely there, which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned many a time, that if these people, they spend their whole life in rubbing their noses in prayer, and also their life finish, and the life of their progeny may finish, that some Messiah and Mahdi and Hadi should come apart from me, then no other Mahdi would come, no other Messiah would come. The one who was appointed to come, that has already come. Now there is no way out except accepting him. So the Muslims, they should think over, ponder over their own situations and conditions, instead of doing wrong things to the Ahmadis and persecuting them. And they should every now and then, there are so many wicked things, bad things being done against Ahmadis, and they want to torture Ahmadis in one way or the other, and they are trying to they are thinking that people, the Ahmadis, may leave their faith, but it will not going to happen like that. Recently, in few days ago, the children, they were made the target of intimidation and extremism. They were the target. The children of 14, 15, 16 years old, they were blamed that they put the name of the Holy Prophet in the toilets, in the schools, and they defamed that and committed blasphemy. These people, Huzur says, that they are completely bereft of spiritual insight. They put blame on Ahmadis. This type of attempts, these people can do that one. Those who do not have any spiritual insight, those who do not understand the lofty position of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. And Ahmadi children, these are 14, 15 years old, but even younger children, Ahmadi children, cannot even think of doing it. The Messiah and the Mahdi who has come, he has given us those paths of utmost love and devotion to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about which these people cannot even think. Anyway, Allah Almighty, those Muslims who are living in any country of the world, may Allah give them some wisdom to understand that they should not become, make the target of Ahmadis, of these oppressions. And in order to seek guidance, they should supplicate to Allah Almighty with utmost humility. I want to explain one thing more here. Huzur says that there was a refresher course of Lajna a few days ago, that somebody asked a question, that non-Ahmadis say that if you don't call Mirza Sahib as Nabi, then we can accept him. The first thing is that this is a misunderstanding of those Ahmadis who take these things on their face value, that they should be accepting this one, or maybe as a result of this, these people may accept it. But actually, this is not going to happen like that, this way. The fact of the matter is that the definition of here the promised Messiah Salatu Wasalam has given about Nabuwat in his extract, which I have presented, and according to that, he is a prophet, and he declared it in so many ways. When Allah Almighty speaks to some of his servant and tells him about the matters of unseen, then the name of this one is Nabuwat. And this is what was told by the previous prophets. If these people are going to reject this thing, then the next step would be that you do not say that he used to receive the revelation. They would say that you also don't say like that. then they would pick up another thing and they say, you reject this one and this is the we demand that you also reject that. So once you move from the right thing and show some sort of a weakness, then they are going to weaken their own faith. So is it that in order to increase our number we should be we should do something opposite to the claims of the promised Messiah and the promises given by Hazrat Masih, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we should think of a new Mahdi? The claim of prophethood after that, the claim of the prophethood as the demand, and this claim is being presented here and in Pakistan in so many places. So then we should consider this hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said, if the claim of the promised Messiah of Nabuwat is not there, then his claim of Mahdi would also go, because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that be aware that Isa bin Maryam, there is no prophet between me and Isa bin Maryam. And when we say that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam has passed away and he cannot come back to this world again, and someone who is similar to Messiah was to appear from among the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it is quite obvious that he would be a prophet according to this hadith. Or they should say that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is alive and he is going to come back. So when you deny one thing, then there would be certain other steps coming after that. So in according to that, the Messiah would come at that time and he would be the prophet. So it means that you will have to accept by their saying that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam has to come. So that is what I said, that if you retreat from one point, then you go on rejecting other things as well, which is not possible. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the promised Messiah to come. He has declared that person openly as the Nabi. So those Ahmadis who do not have the perfect knowledge, full knowledge, it should be very clear to them that if they are going to reject one thing, then they would have to reject the other claim of the promised Messiah one by one. And and they would have to stop saying him the promised Messiah, as I said. And like non-Ahmadis, they would also accept that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is alive in heaven and he is the one who is going to come back. Although the time appointed for that according to hadith that has already passed by, so therefore without any fear, without any feeling of inferiority complex, they should tell them what the promised Messiah has claimed. The exact claim of should be presented and about which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made the announcement. Because the Ahmadis have been given this glad tiding that they would be dumbfound other people with the knowledge of the truth that is given to them. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, in other place explaining the verse of Surah Fatiha, he says that the sixth verse is Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, and that is an indication to this point that the 6,000 years would require the guidance from Allah Almighty, and the rightly minded people would be seeking this guidance and the Hadi, and that is the Masih Maud. This is the 6,000, the time of the promised Messiah through which we are passing, and the people are looking for somebody as a guide. But but the one who has been sported with full glory from the heaven and the earth, they reject that one. According to this statement of the promised Messiah, the rightly inclined people, right-minded people, they are inclining to this. And those people who are rejecting it means that they are not rightly inclined people. And when these people are such, they don't want to accept. So then in order to please them, should we who have been enabled by Allah Almighty to accept the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, just for the sake of these people, we should reject this claim of the promised Messiah? Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, in Khutbah Ilhamiyah, he explains this point in the following wording. He says, by God, the Allah Almighty who decides all the points of difference, there is no mentioned that Khatamul Khulafa, it would be coming from the dispensation of Moses, and there is no proof to point this one. But as against this one, this wisdom has been given to you, this information, and don't say anything against that, because they will be like that arrow which is shot in the darkness. This is the true promise, and nobody should be able to deceive you. In Surah Fatiha, for the second time, Allah Almighty has referred to this one. And this verse, Siratul Lazina Anamta Alayhim, in Surah Fatiha, you recite this one in your prayers. So then, how can you? And these people, they consult between them. What has happened to you that these people are rejecting the statement of Allah Almighty? Are you not going to die one day and you will not be questioned about it? This is the statement of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam in Kashti-e-Nu, Sirat al-Lazina Anamta alayhim, he gives a very beautiful explanation of that. He says that in this verse, the dispensation of Muhammad, the advent of the Masih Muhammadi is mentioned in this one. Huzur says that who is the one who has attained salvation? The one who believes that Allah Almighty is true and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is the one who is the intercessor between God Almighty and the people. And there is no other messenger apart from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and no book apart from the Holy Quran. And Allah Almighty did not like for anyone to live forever and accept this Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the foundation Allah Almighty has established for his permanent life is that his beneficence and his blessing has been made to remain continued till the end of the time. And because of his spiritual beneficence, he sent the promised Messiah, whose advent is for the completion of the Islamic, the building of Islam, the message of Islam. And because it was necessary that there a Messiah of a spiritual nature was to be given, as it was given in the dispensation of Moses, and this is referred to in this verse, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. So this is, Huzur says, this is this is the about Islam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the superiority of that, both Islam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is mentioned in this one, that now up to the day of judgment, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the one that his blessing will continue now without any break. And the Messiah to come, the promised Messiah has to come and has come from the among the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Messiah and Mahdi are not two different people. And according to one hadith, they are one and the same, as I have mentioned. So Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, there is no way out except to believe him as the Prophet of Allah Almighty. Referring to this point that Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim Siratal Ladina Anamta Alaihim, in this verse, referring to this one, he has also pointed out that you believe in the Imam to come. That is a reference made here, and he says, and Hazur is quoting that in Zururatul Imam, that the Holy Quran, as Allah Almighty has guided us for worldly matters, that we have to follow these rules, the same emphasis is for the spiritual matters. So, and that is the reference which has been taught in this prayer, اہدن الصراط المستقیم صراط الذین انعمت علیہم. جسٹ ایز دی ورلڈلی ارینجمنٹ از دیئر وچ نیڈز اے کنگ اے رولر اینڈ اے گورنمنٹ, اینڈ سملرلی دیر از اے اسپرچل اسٹیبلشمنٹ اینڈ اے ارینجمنٹ اینڈ دیر از اے فل سسٹم فار دیٹ, اینڈ فار دیٹ ان آرڈر ٹو رن دیٹ اسپرچل سسٹم اللہ المائٹی ہیز ٹاٹ اس دس پریئر وچ از ان دس ورس اہدن الصراط المستقیم. سو پیپل شوڈ تھنک دیٹ دیٹ نو ہیومن بیئنگ اینڈ ناٹ ایون اے اینیمل از ناٹ بیریفٹ آف دی بلیسنگز آف اللہ المائٹی. And but for the spiritual the meaning of this verse is that those people who have been given this spiritual bounty, we should also be guided to that right path. This prayer is not for the animals, not for other creation of Allah, but for human beings. And the meaning of this verse is that that this rain of this blessing, it descended upon those people, and the prayer is that we should also be enabled to follow the path of those people who got all the blessings, so that we may also be able to follow that. So this is the indication there that one should be with Imam Zaman, the leader of the time. And in this word Imam Zaman, that one should remember that in this word Imam Zaman, Nabi, Rasul, Muhaddis, Mujad, Mujaddid, and everybody is included. And that guidance which and those people who are sent for the guidance of mankind and for the guidance of people, those people who are not appointed, those who have not been appointed for this people, and they were not given those excellences which were given to the friends of Allah Almighty, they cannot be called the Imam Zaman. Imam Zaman is the one who has been given this title by Allah Almighty. So therefore in this this point has been made clear that Wali or Abdal, that does not have the status of Imam Zaman. Or even by getting very close to Allah Almighty, one cannot have this station of Imam Zaman unless Allah Almighty gives this, and the one who is given this status, that is really the Imam Zaman, the Imam of the age. And the Imam of the age is the same who has been sent in this age by as the promised Messiah and Imam Mahdi. And along with that, not only that he said and somebody claimed, as I mentioned in my previous sermons, Allah Almighty has shown His mighty signs from heaven and earth. So this prayer, اِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, is not only a guidance for the Muslims, but the followers of all religions, maybe they are Christian or Hindu or Jewish, but if they sincerely pray this one, as I said, Hazrat Muslim Maud رضی اللہ تعالی, that I have asked many non-Muslims to pray like this and to ponder over this prayer. Of course, there is no harm in praying like that. And there is not mentioned that it can only be said by Muslims. The non-Muslims can do it. And everybody who follows any religion can make this prayer. So if the Muslim also said that I asked these people and many non-Muslims, they prayed like that and they were guided to the right path through the dreams they were shown, and they accept Ahmadiyyat. So if the non-Muslims, their guidance can be done by Allah Almighty through prayer, then why Allah Almighty would not be guiding the Muslims? So this is the reason, obviously, that these people are not very pious in their intention. Very great scholar are there, apparently very regular in prayers, but they are devoid of guidance. So in order to get the guidance from Allah, they have to have their pure hearts and they have to take steps towards Allah Almighty. As Allah Almighty says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. And those people, those who try their best to reach us, to meet us, then we will enable them to come to our paths. recently in the last few days, on the MTA, Imam Sahib and Momin Sahib, Basir Sahib, they were presenting a program of persecution. A non-Ahmadi Alim who lives in America, he was here. He phoned MTA that I have heard this program, some narrations have been read incorrect, and I would like to say something. So then somebody from here, he went there and he recorded some of the things, whatever you want to say. Anyway, in enmity of Ahmadiyyat, he said quite a few things. The detailed reply to this, these things will be presented in this very program, in the same program. But one thing which he has mentioned, which is a general sort of statement, and non-Ahmadis, they always say like that, and the meaning of Rafa, taking up, he says that Ahmadis say that this is a spiritual elevation, and the non-Ahmadis take it in a physical sense. But this was something new for me, at least, that you want to kill Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, so that the life of Ahmadiyyat is in that one. Whatever was his intention, he explained in detail, and he claims that he has read Ahmadiyya literature. I don't know how much he has read it, but if he has considered carefully, that it's not the life of Ahmadiyyat, but the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that the death of Isa is actually the life of Islam. Let Hazrat Isa die so that Islam should get a life, because this is actually the way, and this is the weapon which the Christians have, through which they want to establish Hazrat Isa, and also there are other ulama as well. They want to express the superiority of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam through this one. But there are some people, and in Western nations, in Western countries, there are people, well-read people, those who still believe Hazrat Isa alayhi salam to be alive in heaven. They still believe him, and that he would be coming. So we with argument, we want to establish the life of Islam by presenting his death. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam is presented as a Masile Musa. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam is presented as Masile Musa, so that the life of Islam should be established. And these people say that the life of Ahmadiyyat is dependent upon the death of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. So anyway, this has been established that we claim that we establish that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam has died, because as a result of that the message of Islam will get the life. But he has also established that they consider that with the death of Hazrat Isa, the life of Ahmadiyyat will be there. And the life of Ahmadiyyat is actually the life of Islam. Because this is what we claim, that whatever we are doing, that we are doing for the sake of Islam. And what is Ahmadiyyat? That is the true Islam. So therefore, those Christians, those who accept Ahmadiyyat Islam because of the tabligh of Ahmadiyyat, because the death of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is established, and then the life of Islam is established, and their own weakness is exposed. Anyway, as I said, if this person also prays to Allah Almighty with an open mind, and they pray Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, and try to create a desire in their heart, and we can hope that Allah Almighty may be able to guide him to the right path. So if those people who have the love of Islam, if they have really interest in Islam, then they should remember that these progress of Islam is related with the Messiah and Mahdi who has already come. And apart from that, there is no other effort which is going to be successful in any way. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has attributed this thing to Allah Almighty and He has announced. And by the grace of Allah Almighty, for the last 120 years, we have seen the truth of this one. He says, the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, that approximately 20 years ago, that I was revealed this verse of the Holy Quran, which is وَوَلَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لَيُزْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. That the Allah Almighty who sent His Messenger with guidance and the true message so that He should make His religion prevalent over other religions. And this meaning of that was made clear to me, that I have been sent by Allah Almighty for this very purpose, that through me Allah Almighty make Islam prevalent over other religions. And it should be remembered, this is a great prophecy in Allah, in the Holy Quran, and all the scholars of Islam, they are unanimous on it, that this will be at the hand of the promised Messiah. And all the friends of Allah and scholars, and nobody else has ever made himself as the claimant of this prophecy. And nobody has ever claimed that this verse has been revealed to them. So when the time came, it revealed to me, and Allah Almighty told me that you are the one to which this applies, and through your hand, and through you, and through your time, in your time, the victory of Islam will be established in the world. Then he says that Allah Almighty, who has sent His chosen person, He has sent that person with two messages. One is that he was given the blessing of Allah Almighty of guidance, the blessing of giving guidance, and that he has been given the spiritual eyesight, has been given to him in order to attain that guidance so that he may be able to spread this guidance to other people. Allah Almighty has given that insight. And then with the divine knowledge, Allah Almighty has also made him very distinctive. That knowledge has been given, which is given entirely from Allah Almighty without any effort on the human part of human being. And through kashf and ilham and revelation, his heart has been brightened, mind has been brightened. And this divine perception and the full understanding was given, and Allah Almighty gave him all the support, and that is why he was given this name of Mahdi. That according to the definition given earlier on, and that is why Allah Almighty named that person Mahdi. And the second point with which he has been sent, that he has been given that with the true religion he is going to give a recovery to the spiritual sick people and to remove the doubts from the hearts of people. So accordingly his name was Isa, that the one who heals the people. So in this verse there are two things, bil huda wa din al haq. The first thing mentions that he has been sent with guidance, and he has been purified with the hand of Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty is his teacher. And the second thing is that he is teaching the right path, that he is the one sent by Allah Almighty to give the healing to the people from their spiritual ailments, and he has been sent for this purpose, and he has been given the right path so that he should be able to convince everyone and to give them the recovery from their ailments. And he is like that so that he can explain the superiority and the excellence of Islam over other religions. And it is very essential that he should be given the knowledge of from Allah Almighty, and the knowledge of other religions should also be given, in the knowledge in which it is made clear to him that what are the good or bad points in that. That full perception should be there. And then the establishment of the arguments should be, and then also accusing the enemies, and a special technique and ability to silence the opponents. This that the arguments which are of permanent nature, which are everlasting, and ilzam-e khasam means that the ability to express the point with argument to the opponents in such a way, the questions and the disputes which they raise, and the special ability is given to that person. In particularly, this has been given as a sign, and this is something very exceptional, so that he could warn the people against the weaknesses of their religion to all the people. So he can explain to the people that these are the weaknesses in their religion, and in every respect he can establish the excellence and superiority of Islam, and he can heal the people from all types of ailments and sickness. So there are two things which have been given to the one who has been sent by Allah Almighty, and he is the one who is embodiment of the attribute of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is the one that Allah Almighty teaches him, despite the fact that he didn't know himself, but Allah Almighty taught him. And the second thing is that such breath of healing is given to that person, and which brings the cure and healing to that person, the spiritual ailments, and in order to establish the argument, clinching the argument against the opponents, he is the knowledge of truth is given to that person, a knowledge of guidance is given to them, and that is given from Allah Almighty. One aspect is for the guidance of people, and then the other one is for the satisfaction of the hearts of the people. So both these qualities are given to that person, and he, Allah Almighty, taught him, he gave him all the ability, and then he empowered him to heal the people. So this is the status. Huzur says, of that person, the Messiah and Mahdi who has been sent by Allah Almighty, who has been sent in this age for the guidance of mankind, Allah Almighty has sent him for the new life of Islam, to establish the glory of Islam, so that the beautiful teaching of Islam should be made manifest to the whole world. Allah Almighty, Allah enable the whole world to accept this Messiah and Mahdi, and also enable us that we should be we should be acting upon the teachings given to this Hadi. We should be firmly established on this right path, and there should be no point of stumbling. And we should always be continuously moving and marching to that destination, which is the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Huzur says, after the prayer, I would be leading some janaza prayer as well. One is Mutma Khatmun Nisad Dard Sahiba, who was the wife of Maulana Muhammad Shafi Ashraf Sahib. He is 78, was the age. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. She has been doing work in Lajna, and the husband, who was a missionary, she remained with him in the field of his tabligh with steadfastness and full of prayer. There were two sons, and both are devotees. Muhammad Ahmad Ashraf, doctor, doctor in Fazl Umar Hospital, Rabwa, and Mahmood Ahmad Ashraf is a teacher in Jamia Ahmadiyya. There are two daughters. Allah Almighty raised the station of this lady. And then Salima Begum Sahiba, wife of Dr. Abdurrahman Siddiqui Sahib. She passed away recently. A few months, his son, Dr. Abdul Manan Siddiqui, his young son, was martyred, and with great steadfastness she bore this great loss. So the mother of Dr. Abdul Manan Siddiqui has passed away. Inna lillahi. She was Hazrat Dr. Hashmatullah Sahib's, who was the physician of the Hazrat Muslim Maud Razi Allah Ta'ala Anho. And during the, he was with Muslim about 24 hours during the last ailment. She was the daughter of Dr. Hashmatullah Khan Sahib and had good knowledge of religion and trained his children. He was president of in Mirpur Khas of Lajna, president of Lajna in Mirpur Khas. And when Hazrat Muslim Aud commanded that his husband, her husband was asked to go there and stay there, and he stayed with him and organized the Lajna there. He had only one son who was martyred, Dr. Abdul Manan Siddiqui Sahib. There is no other progeny. Allah Almighty also raised the status of this lady. And the Afifa Sahiba, wife of Ahli Sayyuti Aziz, who is a missionary in charge of Tabligh in Indonesia. She passed at age of 65 in Alilahi wa Inna Ilaihi Rajiun. She was suffering from a lung problem. Abdul Wahid Sumatri Sahib's daughter, she was. And she was a Musia. And the whole life she spent there, very full of prayer and very knowledgeable. And Abdul Basit Sahib, who is the Amir of Indonesia, she was brother. She was a sister of Abdul Basit Sahib. Two daughters and two sons have been left behind. Allah Almighty establish them on the right path and have mercy upon them. The fourth, Muhammad Akram Sahib, Mirza Muhammad Akram Sahib, son of Mirza Muhammad Aslam Sahib. He was from Narwal, one of the villages in Narwal. He was young. He was just entered into Ansarullah. There was a robbery committed at his shop, and 23 bullets were fired by the attackers, and died instantly on the spot. And he is a shaheed from this respect, but apart from that, he was very active in Jamaat work, Da'i-Lillah, very good morals, very nice person, also taking a leading part in financial sacrifices, and he was able to perform a lot of Jamaat services. At the time of Shahadat, he was Secretary Tariq-e-Deed and Rishtanata, and also in Ansarullah. He was Qaid of Khudamul Ahmadiyya for a long time. Allah Almighty enabled him. He has small children. From 15 years to 7 years, these are the Allah Almighty give them the comfort to all the children and also raise the status. Hazur said that after the prayers, I would be leading the janaza prayer of these people.
الحمد لله نعمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.